Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. If you're new here, my name is Maria. Please subscribe below so we can be YouTube friends. Today, I wanted to give you a very quick practice, a very quick way that you can rewrite a negative belief. I find that not enough people talk about how to do that, and I found in my practice, I found that this way works. Now, we all have negative beliefs. We all have parts, different aspects of ourselves that are not integrated into our fullness. Different parts may come up for us as we go through our lives. They may manifest through negative feelings that we have or negative thoughts that we have or the negative happening outside. And the process of integration, I find, is a very intensive but much needed process on a path back to oneness and on your spiritual journey. So I talk about parts work all the time. If you're curious about what parts work is, I think I made a video, we'll link it down below, where I gave a few quick tips and tricks on how to do that. Teal Swan in particular teaches parts work very, very well. So, you may Google her videos as well. Here's the deal. Usually when I do parts work, or when I work with people that need certain parts integrated, once you work through a particular part or a number of parts, one of the things that is usually missed or omitted as a step is the rewriting of the core belief that part or parts subscribed to. So I'll give you a quick example. Let's say I've been working with somebody or with myself on a particular set of incarnations where how they or how I showed up as a mother wasn't great. Or maybe we showed up in whichever way we could, but we made it mean that we were a bad mother. And now that I'm talking to you, it's really confusing. Let me just use, I guess, myself as an example. So if I was working through my past incarnations around and wounding around motherhood, and I've integrated, call it 5, 7, 10 parts of 10 different past lives where things went wrong or where I judged myself for how I could or couldn't show up for my children. The part that most people wouldn't do afterwards, after integrating the parts, is rewriting a negative core belief. Let's say your negative core belief in this case is I'm a bad mom, or I'm a bad mom because .. Rewriting that negative core belief and substituting it with a new core belief is actually going to, it's like starting with a blank slate. It removes any of the distortions from your mental body. And that really sets you on a whole new, different trajectory in life. And so I don't recommend simply doing the practice that I would share with you without any parts work prior, right? If you just know about yourself, like if you know you have a negative belief around anything, people, money, your lineage, doesn't really matter. Just rewriting it cold turkey, so to say, is not necessarily going to work because many parts of you or the entirety of you may be in resistance to rewriting the negative belief, right? Because the reason we hold beliefs is because we believe that it serves us to hold those beliefs. Our beliefs are usually either protective, or, you know, they prevent, it's essentially they're a safety mechanism, right? So your body probably believes you need that safety mechanism for something. Now, there comes a time when you're ready to release a particular limiting belief and move on to something else that's a little bit more expansive. And so for the moments like that, here's what you can do. First, if you have been able to identify the belief, or if you have been able to roughly identify what your core belief is, here's what you would do. And you're ready to rewrite it. Here's what you would do. You would close your eyes and you would imagine that belief is written on the sky above you. Usually it's written in some type of golden script. Sometimes it's typed out on the sky in golden letters. That's how our mental field usually works. Because our physical body is, quote unquote, underneath the layer of our mental body, when we're being present to our mental body, to to us, it would look like our mental is on top or above us, right? And that's why I usually work with the analogy of the sky. So you would see your core belief written in gold font on the sky. What you would then want to do is you would want to take like an eraser or a sponge or something that can remove things that is very potent. Sometimes if that doesn't work, imagine taking acid and removing that core belief from your sky. If for some reason you cannot remove the belief, it is because there is a part of you, an aspect of you, that is holding on to that belief for dear life and does not believe that it is in your best interest to rewrite that belief. If that is the case, what are you going to do? You are going to connect to that part and do parts work on that part, integrating that part into the fullness of you. You're going to try to understand, where does that part of you live? What does it look like? Is it male? Is it female? Is it a thing? Is it an object? You know, what is its purpose? How long ago was it created? And then, you know, you would integrate it into the fullness of you using one of the many parts work methodologies. Now, you're going to have to do that every time. If you go back to your sky and you cannot remove that core belief, that means that there is another part or one more part of you that is resisting the rewriting of this core belief. Usually, though, it's not more than three parts unless it is something really, really dramatic. So here's the deal. What happens then? From that place of having removed and completely erased a negative belief, you get to choose what it is that you want to believe next about the same exact topic. Let's call it your negative core belief was, I'm a terrible mom. Now you get to rewrite it saying, I'm a fantastic mother. Or you get to say something like, you know, maybe you're rewriting money is evil to money can be a source for good, or, you know, something along those lines, right? So you pick a new belief for yourself, something that you would like to have. You imagine you have golden paint or you have a golden pen, and you would write up the new core belief in the sky for you in letters that are so huge that everybody can see them. And here's the next trick. Then you imagine that new belief becomes, like energetically, becomes golden shower. And it descends over your body, just washes you over with this golden light. And you want to start absorbing that belief with every cell of your body. Just allow your body to receive. Another thing that can be helpful in integrating that belief is imagining that new core belief is projecting forth into your body a stream of golden light or golden energy. And that stream either hits your higher heart around your thymus gland, or it hits another part of your body where that new core belief is meant to dwell. So it's almost like if you close your eyes and allow that new belief to find a home for itself in your body, you would naturally be led to a particular place in your body where that belief is meant to have a house and a home and a spot. So just create room, you know, for that belief. Another thing that you can do to make sure that the belief is fully integrated is, so focusing on the written words of your new core belief, you may imagine that you're condensing those words into a bowl made of golden light, like a golden bowl. And then you like literally take that bowl and place that in, you know, in a part of your body where that bowl or that essentially new belief belongs. And that's it, really. And that's a very, very simple exercise that anybody can do. And the shift is pretty much instant and it can be quite profound. Now, of course, again, this is usually done best in conjunction with parts work, right? Where you have already been working on a particular issue and you know that you're ready to move past the particular limitation. Just in and of itself, right? Most likely, let's take, money, for instance, a core belief around money as an example. If you didn't do any parts work, if you didn't look into past lives, if you didn't understand the precursor to why you have a certain negative belief, rewriting it is going to be futile. Say you want to rewrite money as evil. If you don't understand how long you've had that belief for, when it was born, why it was born, how many lifetimes you've carried that belief, rewriting it is going to be impossible. Like literally, if you were honest with yourself, anytime you try to erase it with a sponge, you're going to come up short. Like that belief is still going to be smack in the middle of your personal sky right above your head. Now, if this exercise, again, is coupled with parts work, then you're going to notice that negative beliefs are actually really, really easy to remove once the weight of the trauma behind them no longer exists, or once it is diminished to such a degree that the core belief is no longer core to who you are. Then it can be removed. Please let me know in the comments if you have any questions or if this makes sense. Please let me know if there are other techniques that you have used to rewrite a negative core belief or a limiting core belief, if that is your preferred terminology. I would love to hear from you. Thank you, my darling. Sending you a big virtual hug. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.